This podcast helps you to understand James Lancaster's voyage to the East Indies. It takes the form of a fictional conversation between Sir Francis Drake and James Lancaster.
Lancaster! James Lancaster! Can it really be you? Indeed it can, and is, sir. How wonderful to see you! I remember your bravery under the command of Lord Howard of Effingham during our great battle with the Spanish Armada. And I remember yours. Your ship was called the Edward Bonaventure, was she not? She was. In fact, I later took her on my first trading voyage to the East Indies. The East Indies, you say? Splendid, splendid! Not splendid, no, more like an unmitigated disaster. Disaster, you say? Pray tell me more. Well, one of my ships sank on the outward journey, and when we finally reached the East Indies, the Portuguese prevented me from trading. I was reduced to pillaging ships in the Indian Ocean just to survive. When we did return home, we had such a terrible journey that only 25 of my men returned home. How terrible! Were you completely put off voyaging to the East Indies? Not at all. I learned a great deal that first time, and this made me better prepared the second time I went there. I invested in the East India Company in 1601, along with other merchants. Well, we couldn't let the Dutch build up a trading empire with the East, could we? After I heard about that ship that had returned to Amsterdam with 200 tons of pepper, I knew something had to be done. Absolutely! The East India Company was granted a charter to trade with the East from Queen Elizabeth, wasn't it? It was, and I was chosen to command the four ships which formed the East India Company's first trip to the East. This was much more successful, and I established England's first factory or warehouse at Bantam on the island of Java in 1602. What did this mean for England's trade? It meant that English ships could now return from the East laden with spices.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.